In this second section, having, I hope, shared with you the big picture of the vision to become to develop a Sea Green Baptist Church into a church of small groups, yet remaining united together, I wanted to share with you some of the things that I think will be necessary for us to implement if we are wanting to embrace and develop this vision further. So what I want to do in this second section is develop, to share with you some ideas about, firstly, developing a new framework of meeting together, and secondly, to develop fresh expressions of mission, new ways of doing outreach. Firstly, I believe to meet the opportunities that lie before us, we need to build a new framework of meeting together. We need to recognise, and we've looked at this many times on Sundays and considered it in small groups and various other formats, but I believe we really need to recognise that the model of church that we love and have become so familiar with and used to no longer works as well as it used to. The way we learn has changed, therefore the way we teach and study needs to change. Our way of life, family life in particular, has changed. And therefore, if we want to help everyone, in particular the younger generations, to follow Jesus, as we must, then we need to adapt the way we meet together, which includes the time we meet and the mode of our meetings, and so on. We also need to appreciate that the Holy Spirit is doing a new thing. He's always doing a new thing. But as someone once said, the problem with the church is that as it was in the beginning, is now and forever shall be. The message of the church does not change. Be assured of that. This isn't about changing the message. But the method we use to transmit that message, to share that message, must change as the world around us changes. Do you remember the Choluteca Bridge, the bridge to nowhere that we've thought about over the last couple of years? A very powerful image of a very strong bridge that was built to withstand any storm. And when the storm came, sure enough, the bridge stood firm. But the river rerouted and left the bridge high and dry. And that's a little bit like us. Our message doesn't change. But culture has changed, society has changed, and therefore the method that we must use to share our message, our life-changing, life-transforming good news message, also must change. If we're to find new ways of meeting together, then we need to develop meetings which promote our unity so that we remain, we all understand we're part of one church, both Sea Green Baptist Church, but also part of the wider church, the church in Sea Green and beyond. But as well as promoting our unity, we need to develop meetings which also celebrate our diversity, the diversity which already exists amongst us. But if we're going to reimagine the way we meet together, we also need to find ways of meeting together that promote responsibility. As someone has said, our form of church produces spectators. I'm guilty. I'm not pointing the finger of blame. I'm guilty in that. But that is not what we see in the scriptures, and that is not what God calls the church to be. A game of where few participate and the majority observe and watch from the sidelines. If we're to find new ways of meeting together, then our meetings should promote personal and collective responsibility. They should value creativity. They should encourage participation rather than mere observation. Everybody has got something to give, something to bring. We must find ways that promote learning more than listening. And I feel very strongly we need to find ways in this day and age where our meetings promote the application of God's word in our lives rather than just the accumulation of knowledge. And we also need to find new ways of meeting that promote accountability, where we're accountable to each other for our relationships, for our walk with Jesus, rather than our more familiar emphasis, perhaps, on personal religion. And so in this vision of developing a church of small groups, of developing small but fruitful communities, which have a sense of unity and belonging to a bigger thing, we need to find new ways of meeting together. And I will develop what that might look like in a further section. But I just wanted to lay that the sort of reasons for that briefly down. But we'll also, in developing this vision, in embracing this vision, we would also need to develop fresh expressions of mission. Mission does not work in the way that it used to. The context in which we find ourselves has changed dramatically. The mode of mission in years gone by has been described as being invitational. We've got something important that you need to know about, so we've organised a meeting to which we want to invite you, at which we will tell you what it is, and then we will invite you to come and sign up to it and come and be part of it. That's the invitational mode, and many of us will remember those things, those large gatherings and so on. And then we move to an attractional model of church, which is similar to the invitational model, but begins in a slightly different place. Instead of just coldly inviting people, our friends and neighbours and so on, to an event, we put on other really good and useful low-key events like toddlers or lunch club. And our hope is that people will enjoy this and benefit from it. And because they like it and benefit from it, and hopefully begin to like us as Christians, we then put on an event which we want to invite them to because we've got an important message to tell them. And then it becomes a bit more invitational, like I've shared before. And people have become very suspicious about these things, about why do we do toddlers if our end aim is actually to get them into church rather than just meeting a need or seeking to bless the community in which we're in. We need to develop what has become known as incarnational mission. An incarnational mission is all about going to where the mission is rather than expecting them to come to us. It is about the church leaving the building and engaging with people where they are rather than expecting them to come to us and to meet with us on our turf and on our terms. It's about being salt and light in society. It's about being good news before we speak about good news. About being Christ's ambassadors in the places we live and work and have our being. It's about taking the presence of Christ into the everyday places we go rather than expecting others to come to this place at this time for this presentation. Although to some degree we can still do that, but it's not where we begin. And our aim of mission, our understanding of why we're doing it, will need to be different too. Even now, I still hear people saying, well, we do X, whatever X is, we do X, but we never see people coming on a Sunday morning. Brothers and sisters, we've really got to change our aim. Why do we need them to come to church, as we know it, at 10:30 on a Sunday morning to participate in something which we love, but which is completely alien to them? It may well be, please Lord, that someone we witness to comes to faith and at some point in the future engages with us in a what we call a service of worship. But that does not have to be our aim or expectation. Our aim must be to reach people for Christ and to provide them for them a community where they can explore faith and then express their faith in prayer and worship and then continue to learn about Jesus and his kingdom and his ways and begin bit by bit to change their lives into something that reflects his kingdom. And in this day and age, and specifically in our context, that is not likely to be church as we know it on a Sunday morning. And the point is, it doesn't need to be. As I said before, there is nothing holy about 10:30 on a Sunday morning. We love it. We are used to it. We can carry on doing it to some extent. But we must find fresh expressions of doing it to and for those and with those for whom the way we do things is so, so foreign. The Holy Spirit is doing a new thing. He is forming new churches and he is helping existing churches find new ways of reaching those who have not yet heard or responded positively to the good news of Jesus. I remind you of the passage we have considered many times in church, 1 Corinthians 9, verse 19 to 23. Paul writes, though I am free and belong to no one, I've made myself a slave to everyone to win as many as possible. To the Jews, I became like a Jew to win the Jews. To those under the law, I became like one under the law so as to win those under the law. And to those not having the law, I became like one not having the law so as to win those not having the law. To the weak, I became weak to win the weak. I have become all things to all people so that by all possible means I might save some. I do all this for the sake of the gospel, that I may share in its blessings. Now, I'm not proposing that we try to become all things to all people, that we meet every person's need. We couldn't possibly do that. We're not big enough. We're not well enough resourced. And I don't believe that's what God is calling us to. But what he is calling us to, I believe, is to become a church of small groups, which is more able to reach other people in other sectors of our community, those who have no church background whatsoever, those who have a church background but for one reason or another have rejected it. God is calling us to try new things, to explore new ways of being church and of sharing his good news with the world around us today. So this is the big picture of the vision, to become a church of small groups. This does not mean we won't continue to meet as a whole church. Of course we will, regularly. But it means we will also develop other times when we meet in small dispersed groups, both for worship and learning and sharing, but also for outreach. And I'll share that, I'll develop that thought a little bit more in the next section. But I'll finish there and just give you an opportunity to review that and reflect on it and begin to ask yourselves, do you share this vision? Do you sense what God is calling us to be and to do in the weeks, months, years that lie ahead?